right, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your host, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. This is your host, Mr. David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., event planner, marketing specialist, and all-around good guy. I'm hanging out with my partner, Mr. Leonard Young. What's up, man?
Hey, everything is good, Dave. This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guy, DelawareBlack.com, and black media specialist and all-around good guy. David, how's your Friday going?
Well, Friday's going all right. It's time to get the weekend in. I just don't want to be as busy as I was last weekend. Last weekend was pretty busy, so I just want to try to make it through. I got to work tomorrow, Saturday, but other than that, there's that birthday party this weekend. Are you planning to go?
Oh, you know what? Oh, Janice is going to kill me.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that means no. And you said the name out loud. I didn't say the name.
I know. All right, All right, Dave, we're going to see if we can work some magic here. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, but we'll see.
Look, we can ride together and just make an appearance. You know what I mean?
Did you RSVP?
Yes.
For how many?
Two, but I didn't say.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I figured.
All right,
figured,
that may work then.
Yeah, I figured that you and I could go and just make an appearance, you know, so she can't talk about us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Janice, if you're listening, we just letting you know. Okay.
All right. And for anyone listening, Janice is one of our fellow podcast / radio friends who has her own show on local radio in Wilmington, Delaware. And we had the opportunity of, I guess, doing like a joint interview with her and some other podcasters. And she's very nice, very pleasant. Oh, and then we saw her at an event prior to the interview, so you know it was just kind of destiny. So
that's after the interview.
No, I thought was it after?
Yeah, it was after.
Okay.
Matter of fact, a week or so after the interview. So that was that's right. It was destiny because we hadn't met officially other than on show. So she's having a big number birthday. And she, of course, wants to celebrate it. And then she's going to celebrate it at another friend of ours' spot.
Connie Drummond.
Connie Drummond.
Yep,
wow.
Skate.
That's what happens. You know, it happens like that.
It's funny. You remember when we did that interview with them, we talked about one of the benefits of having co-hosts so we can bounce off each other. So, you know.
Yeah, but Miss Connie Drummond, she's also a good friend of ours, and the event will be at her spot. So, so we just wanted to give both of them a shout out. Hey, guys,
see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. There you go. All right. Let's see. Well, it's the weekend roundup, man. So that means that we get to have some fun today, right?
All right, Dave. This fun is truly needed because this week was a I choose not to say it, but this week was a doozy, Dave.
Well, your week started off, just getting back in town, and
right,
and it was hot all week. That was another thing too. Yeah. So, now you get to relax a little bit. You know, do you guys have the kids this weekend?
Of course.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah. Right. Should have known better. I tell you, that's always fun. Well, school's great. Starts soon, though, so things will be a little less Are they great?
They'd be right about the same.
Yeah, I guess not really. Yeah. So okay. Well, let's take your thoughts away from that direction and put it on what we're going to talk about tonight. So I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, once in a while we should do a show where we put the other hosts on the spot, you know, it's just to test their knowledge on things.
And Dave, don't do movies, all right? Because we are in. Don't do movies or musicals.
Hold on.
Musical movies, nah.
But the other host is not allowed to tell the host that's doing this spot.
Okay. Gotcha. What
they can't.
All right, I'm game.
Okay. Plus, I think you can handle this. Okay.
All right, Beyonce.
I'm not trying to break your soul. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
All right. So what we're going to do today, I'm going to ask my partner here to tell me if he can name these black movie quotes. Okay? Now,
okay.
I chose a certain list of movies because I have that you have seen these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of my friends and listeners, you know, and all of our friends and listeners, I should say, that listen to the show, they know that Leonard is not a big movie person. So, you know, or watches a lot of TV, but for some reason he has a lot of movie quotes in his head for certain things, you know. So
sounds accurate.
Yeah. So I came up with a little list of movie quotes that I'm going to ask him and see if he can figure out what movie it is. Okay. All right.
Okay.
And then what's unique about this list, they even have a percentage next to how many people normally get this quote right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say the percentage was how black you were based on how many percentage.
I don't think they want to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Are these black movies or just movies, period?
No, these are all black movies.
Okay. All right.
So that gives you a fighting chance right there. Okay. Right.
Maybe.
But some of these are pretty iconic quotes. I think you're going to get a lot of these. Okay.
All right. Oh, and how many are there so I can keep track of my statistics as we go?
How many we got? Let me see. Shit. I think there's probably about 15, but we're going to, you know, we'll go through these pretty quick. So, okay.
All right. We game.
All right. So, you know, you got your little pen there so you can stroke which one you got right, which one you didn't.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, of course, I said it. I can't find no pen, so we're just gonna do it.
Okay, this is my partner, people. He comes unprepared there. You know, so. do I need to keep track of how many you get right? Wait, I got a pen here. Let me see if I can.
Okay.
All right. The first one. The quote is, every time I come in the kitchen.
Friday.
See? Okay. Look at this boy, y'all. Look at him. I tell you, see, I knew it.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. Eating up all my something.
Okay, there you go. All right. And by the way, 77.6% people get that right. So, okay.
Okay.
Well,
hold on, you mean 77.6% of black people get it right? I'm assuming.
And you got some wigger. I mean, I shouldn't use that term, but you got some others.
Right. What would they call it? What do they say? Something is a sincere form of flattery.
Yeah. Well,
I can't even think of it now because I'm concentrating so hard on this movie list.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. All right. I hate you, Jody. I hate you.
Oh, that's my movie, Baby Boy. Tyrese and Taraji.
Taraji, yep, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm.
In fact, if I can say a little story, when I first got home from college and I was living at my parents' house, specifically my mom, I had a DVD player in my room and I had like four DVDs. Baby Boy is one of those DVDs, and I play that continuously all the time. Just FYI.
Oh, really?
I did.
Baby Boy was kind of one of those kind of movies that you could play a lot, you know.
Right.
I mean, and a lot of people do know the lines verbatim. You know, that's what's so funny. You know, so, yeah, all right. He's two for two, y'all. Let's see. I think I'm going to get him on this one. I don't know. This is a pretty popular line from this movie coming up. You sure is ugly. Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see.
That's a very popular line from this movie.
So I'm going to take a gamble, and I'm going to say the color purple.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
You remember what the situation was?
Nope.
That was when Suge talking to Whoopi Goldberg's character. And that's who they were talking about, Whoopi Goldberg.
Gotcha. Poor Whoopi.
Yeah. 57.8% people got that one right. Oh, on the Baby Boy, 67.9% people get that right.
Okay. My blackness still intact.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's see how you're doing this.
Hold on, dude. Do they get harder and harder, or they just random?
Well, it all depends on you, really.
Oh, okay.
Right. Somebody that watch all of these movies probably know all these quotes. So
right. I just wonder if the percentages start going down of people who start getting correct.
Well, I think the highest. Oh, yeah, they do go down. So the highest one was the first one. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. No more locked doors.
Okay. I'm going to go on a limb, or my second limb, Ike and Tina.
Oh, got that one wrong. Okay. Ike and Tina. Nope. That one was Next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Next Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 55.9% of people get that one right.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Next one, Sunday dinner at Big Mama's. And that's iconic, that line from the movie that it came from.
Right. Soul food.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd get a fade on me. I thought you were going down.
I was hoping. After the last one, I'm about to be like, okay, Dave, this is where the decline began, but okay.
55.3% of the people get that one right. Okay. And I'm hoping the people that listen to the show take the moment to, you know,
give me my respects.
Yeah, and maybe try to do your own, try to test yourself on it before you hear the answer. You know what I mean?
Right, so, right.
Okay. I remember this one. Make the money.
Don't let the money make you. Players Club.
I knew you would know that one.
Yeah, Dave had a great soundtrack. That soundtrack was on point.
The soundtrack was on point, but I'm sure that's not the reason you're saying this. But anyway.
and a dollar bill.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. That movie was loaded with talent.
You know? Jamie Foxx was the DJ. Jamie Foxx,
a bit player on that movie, you know? Yeah. So, you know, and somebody else was in there.
The cousin was the girl from Why Did I Get Married? The one who died of cancer.
No, you're thinking about not Why Did I Get Married? Best Man.
Yeah, Best Man. Yep.
What's her name? Monica Calhoun or something like that? Is that her?
Something like that.
Yeah. And of course it had Charlie Murphy was in it too, remember?
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, he played one of the bad guys.
Never mind. I'll save that for off the air.
Oh Lord, I know you're gonna know this one. Move Your Beaches. I Have to Go Fly the Plane.
So I'm assuming that's my other movie. I don't recognize that line, but I'm assuming that's my other movie that I played on DVD at my mama's house, Soul Plane.
Yes, that's Soul Plane. Actually, that had a pretty high percentage of people knowing this too, 52.6. I would think not too many people would know that one.
People act like they didn't like the movie Soul Plane, but that movie was hilarious. And Kevin Hart wasn't even the funniest part of that movie. Like, they had so much going on.
Well, what you call him was pretty, Tom,
Arnold.
Arnold was pretty funny on there too.
Yeah.
I heard they call you Sweet Dick Woolley. I remember this line from this movie.
Okay, another limb, just a wild guess. Oh, hold on.
You're going in a different direction there, huh?
Any Given Sunday.
Oh, no.
Okay, my second choice was going to be the five heartbeats or the Temptate, one of them.
No, it was Friday After Next. You don't remember that movie?
Was that what Terry, what's the muscle bound dude said to somebody? You remember the muscle bound dude was trying to get after, or was he in the?
Well, Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews was in that one, yes.
Yeah.
And but that was the line that, if I'm not mistaken, that what you call him gave the comedian, short guy.
Cat Williams.
Yeah, Cat Williams. They were talking about Cat Williams.
But who said it though?
Now you're gonna make me are you looking it up?
Yeah.
I saw it Friday After Next. It doesn't say. I thought it was Pops. Did Pops say that?
Oh, was it this girl?
She
said it to Pops. Okay.
It was Pops. Yeah, because remember Pops ended up in her bed.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah. This one should be easy. I Love You, Shane.
Low Down Dirty.
Yeah.
Low Down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was what you call him? Jada Pinkett. Yep. Mm-hmm. I had one of my first crush in that movie. Ooh. when I saw
hold on, what was her name? Hold on, I know you're talking about it too, because she was on Black Love.
Yeah.
She married to okay, now I gotta just Google the title.
Actor, she's married to an actor.
And she married to the dude who was on Girlfriends, who stood up want to have the baby with her.
And he was on
Sally Richardson.
Series. Sally Richardson.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But man, whew, that movie, when she first made her first appearance in that movie, remember that?
No, unfortunately, I don't. But.
See, let it be trying. You see how he starts stuff and then he backs out of it.
I remember she was, you know, a figure what? In the movie, but like I don't really remember what the movie was about, and I don't remember her her intro scene was.
You need to look up Sally Rich's intro scene. Okay. All right. You shot me in my pinky toe.
Oh, I mean that gotta be my other movie. I'm gonna get you, sucker.
No.
Oh, Harlem Nights. That's Harlem Nights. Yeah,
but I took your first answer. So.
That's right, Della Reese.
Harlem Nights. Yep, that's right. The probably next to Boomerang. Probably the best collection of up and coming talent ever put together. What do you think?
So I feel like that was up and coming.
Oh, because Boomerang, guys were pretty young at that time.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree, but I feel like a lot of those actors were already established. So I don't know about.
But think about it. They had young Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine Guy. Robin Harris, Red.
Right.
Of course, Richard Pryor, Red Fox. Who else they had?
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy was in that too?
Yeah, Charlie Murphy was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Ford was in there.
From Martin?
Yep, he was on there. Who else? Jasmine Guy.
Arsenio Hall.
I didn't know that.
Danny Aiello.
Lila Rashawn. Remember? She was the one to play Sunshine?
Not really. But
Sunshine. Remember the guy said, he called his wife, he said,
I'm never coming home.
that's a classic line right there. So, you know, so. But that movie.
Desi Arnaz.
Yeah. It was loaded. I'm telling you.
Michael Nunez. Oh, it had Richard Buffer, the announcer.
Yeah.
Roberto Duran.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, that movie was loaded, man. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the King, Richard Pryor, was in there. So, and Red Fox. So, you know, so. Yeah. Della Reese.
Yeah.
So, you know, those were the established people. Yeah. Oh, Robin.
Harris
was in there.
Baby's Kids.
Yeah, Robin Harris was in there too. So yeah. All right. Okay. Here's the next one. They shot Ricky.
Boys in the Hood.
Ricky. let me see. That one, the rating on that was 40.9%. I guess they're saying people forgot about that movie, I guess.
Or probably what happened is they didn't have the person giving the question with so much emphasis. Ricky. They're probably like, they shot Ricky.
Like, yeah.
Ricky.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Did anybody tell you this was an all-white party? That sound familiar?
Okay, I'm gonna go on a limb. And I'm gonna go with White Chicks.
Wow, I'm impressed. I am really impressed. I gotta give you props on that one.
That was your boy we were just talking about. I can't think of his name now, but Terry Crews. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that scene. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you should know this one. We don't die, we multiply.
Baby's Kids.
Yep, that's it. Okay. Baby's Kids. Yep. With Robin Harris.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Every time we get high, you start looking like Sugar Bear. And you really will impress me if you get that one. I remember the scene though.
I can say I have no idea. I'm trying to give my best educated guess, but I don't even know what direction to go in.
Best educated guess. I'll be shocked if you get this, but go ahead. Let me hear it.
I'm trying to think of something that makes sense.
Every time we get high, you start looking like Sugar Bear.
Okay, I'm just gonna go with something random. What was that Dave Chappelle movie? Where he smoked weed all the time. Half-Baked. Okay.
Yeah. That's what you're going with?
Yep.
Nah. It wasn't that one. It was Set It Off.
Never would have guessed.
Yeah, I know. Did you see that movie?
I did.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, pull your black card if you said no. You got to see Set It Off.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
That was a hard one. What percentage?
That one was 33.5. It should be pretty low. I don't think anybody would have got that. Yeah.
Shoot, I'm surprised one out of three got that. Would you have got that one?
No, I remember the scene though. But I would, if you gave me the question, I probably wouldn't have got it. No.
Right.
Yeah. I do remember this one. Love should have brought your ass home last night. I do remember that.
I have to go with the best educated guess. Five Heartbeats.
Wow. Wrong.
I wanted to say, I was thinking either that or The Temptations.
No, Boomerang.
Okay.
That was Boomerang. Yeah. Matter of fact, because I'm trying to remember, what's the song that was playing around? There was a song going on in the background when that song, it was a dialogue between, I think, him and Robin Givens. Did we even mention Robin Givens when we were talking about Boomerang? No.
No.
Yeah. No. That was definitely her stellar moment, was that movie. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, let me see. I'm going to skip this next one because I know you won't get that one.
Hold on. Well, here, just say it real quick and then I'll give a quick answer.
It's an acronym. It says BUFU. That's what they said in the movie, but then it stands for Buy Us FU.
Okay. Yeah. Keep it rolling.
Yeah. That was a movie, How High. Did you see that?
I saw parts of it, but it was rough to watch.
Yeah. Okay. what is this? Velvet?
Damn, I know this movie. What is
this? I know, because that's a classic line, by the way.
And I have an answer that's coming to the tip of my tongue, but hold on. people here.
It's a classic movie.
Okay. Is it a movie we've talked about before?
I'm sure it's come, well, at great length, no, but it's a movie definitely everybody's talked about if they're black.
Damn.
You can't get more classic than this particular movie.
Right. Oh, hold up. Coming to America.
There you go. There you go. Okay. There you go.
Dave, I was about to say, I'm going to get you, sucker. Then I was thinking Kid and Play House Party. If you had put the inflection in it, then I would have got it quicker. Oh,
okay, yeah, okay. I'll keep that in mind with the next one. Okay, well, I don't know if you're gonna get this one because Coming to America though, that quote was 31.2%. I would think that would be higher, but anyway, this next one, they still going to F you up.
Friday.
Yeah, I think you get that one. Poetic Justice. You remember that?
What part? Was that the beginning?
Yeah.
That's what the girl said to Joe Torre.
Yeah. That's okay. Exactly what it was. Yep, exactly. Okay. Got a couple more. All right. Okay. You don't have dreams. You have movies.
Nutty Professor.
All right, good guess, but wrong. that was all about the Benjamins.
Yeah. You know, for that part, I was thinking that was what Dave Chappelle said when he was that comedian on stage. You remember when Eddie Murphy went on the date with Jada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hurry up and buy.
My percentages are dropping real low, Dave.
Yeah. Well, these percentages are dropping low too.
Hurry up and buy. Whew. This is rough.
And this was one of those, in this particular movie, the scene was, well, if you saw the movie, you would remember the scene when he said this.
Okay, Dave, you just said a couple words and with no hints in it. You just said if I saw the movie, I'd remember.
Yeah. I'm sure you saw this movie.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember, though.
Okay.
Is it one of the movies we already named?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
I'll help you out. None of this. This is only two left after this one, and none of these movies have we talked about yet.
I don't know. What is it?
Menace to Society.
Oh, I probably wouldn't have got that one.
Yeah, because that's when the guy was in the store and they were telling them to hurry up and buy. You know, get them out the store. So, this N-word scared.
I don't know.
Okay. Juice.
Never would have got it.
What? You didn't watch Juice?
I mean, I saw like once and maybe parts of it, but definitely not like over and over again.
Plenty. Okay. Folks.
Yeah. Dave, you asked me if I saw Juice. I said yes.
Hold on. Folks, you have to forgive my brother here. You know, he's, you know, this is one of my favorite guys, by the way. But as you can see, we might have to confiscate his black card, you know, when it comes to certain things, you know. Some of these movies, like Juice, is a staple in the black community.
When Juice came out, I wasn't even born yet. You know what I mean? It was like before my time.
Juice came out when you were born. Don't even try it.
I might have been like 4.
How old were you when Baby Boy came out?
But we're not talking about Baby Boy. Okay. We're talking about Juice.
Talking about Juice. Okay. All right. Well, you know, Tupac, I mean, look, Tupac would have been like, what, 50 now?
Well, hold on. We're not doing math right now. We're doing movie quizzes, okay?
Okay. Okay. Anyway. See what I got put up with, folks? Okay. All right. Here's the last one. Okay. The percentage is hilarious on this one.
What is it?
The percentage?
Yeah.
1.4%.
1.4%? Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I don't think this is that hard.
Well, Dave, the numbers don't lie.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. Look at them two freaks getting busy on the dance floor.
As I said, the numbers do not lie. I see two freaks getting busy on the dance floor.
Now, I'll give you a little help here. Okay. This movie was a comedy, and it was a funny moment when you looked at the two freaks, you know. So this was a very popular comedy.
What decade did it come out?
90s?
House Party.
No. I'm surprised there was no House Party references on here, but there wasn't. Okay. It wasn't House Party. It was Don't Be a Menace to Society. I mean, to while South
drinking, yeah, while, Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you know, that's one of those movies. They got so much going on. You know what I mean? Like,
there was a lot going on in that movie, man. A lot. And you had to pay attention to all the quick little stuff that they were saying, you know. Because they kept that movie. It was like, I'm going to get you sucker, because it was a lot to pay attention to, and I'm going to get you sucker too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is one of my favorite.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm gonna get you sucker. I watched like 1,000 times, so there was a lot that I digested it all.
That movie was hilarious. The scene with the with Kim Wayans singing when he went into the club with the big hats, and you see what you call him. She's up there singing all off key and everything. And my man Bernie Casey says to Jack Slade, "Who is that?" And he just looked. Jack Slade looks with a funny look on his face and just says, "Oh, that's the director's sister."
So we talked about that movie before. My favorite part was when Jack first comes home. And his mom was like, "Jack, you know, so happy to see you." And he's like, he give his mama a hug and all that. And she's like, "I left your room just like you left it."
But
And then she goes, then he goes in the room and it's dirty, flies buzzing, underwear on the floor.
She was not kidding. She loved right. it exactly. Love it, you know. So, but yeah. Here's a line from that movie. You can take the stairs or the you window.
Take the window or the stairs.
Yeah. So they had a lot of, there was a lot of young talent in that movie too, come to think of it.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. So, but when you think about it, and I didn't get into some of it because that movie I didn't quote anything from, and you named what else? There was another movie you named that we did. Oh, House Party.
Yeah.
You know they're doing a House Party over again.
I saw. We'll see.
And they're also doing a version of White Man Can't Jump.
Oh my goodness! I'm like, leave that alone.
And guess who's playing Woody Harrelson's part?
Hold on. Let me. Justin Timberlake.
You know what? Yeah, I guess if he was younger, that probably would have worked. Well, Woody Harrelson wasn't all that young when he did that part, was he? No.
Woody Harrelson been old. He's like the oldest young person who's now old.
Yeah. But Jack Harlow, the rapper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's playing that part.
How are we going to get rid of all them tattoos? Oh, no. Right. That's Post. I'm doing Post Malone. That's
Post Malone. You know Jack Harlow.
Is, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So he's supposed to play. Now, I never heard who was playing the black guy. Playing Wesley's character. I don't know who was playing that. But Jack Harlow is playing Woody Harrelson's character.
Gotcha.
I would have used somebody like a J. Cole, because J. Cole actually does play best.
Right.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good. But he's too light, I guess.
All right, Dave, you did a good job surprising me. I think I still held on to my black card.
Well,
but
let's see how many. How many did you get right? Hold on. Let's take a look right quick. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So you got 11 right. So you got the majority right.
Okay. Yep.
You did all right.
But
you got
black, how many black wrong? Card saved.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure.
No. You said you're only taking first answers. Wrong. First answers only. That's what you said.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, you actually came up with an even score. It was 22 questions. Okay. I didn't realize it was that, man.
All right, you did all right. You know, I always like to come with the surprises. So I have three questions for you.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Just to kind of see what your blackness is. And unfortunately or fortunately for you, there's no fence riding. You're either going to be black with 2 out of 3 or you're gonna be card revoked with less than that.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Okay, you ain't scared?
Nope, I ain't scared. Come on.
All right, first one. This will be a give me. I'll play you for what? For your heart.
Oh, that's love and basketball. Come on now. Come on.
That was a give me.
Love and basketball. Yeah. That's right.
You know, I'm trying to keep my co-host black, but.
Okay. All right. You got to come harder than that, though. You got to come harder than that. Okay. Trying to come harder than that, too. Look at him. He used to see his face. He's got an intense look on his face, like trying to. He said, "I'm gonna get this dude."
No, I mean, I don't want to put nothing that's too hard, but I want to put something that you should know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I really don't curse like this. I'm just quoting the movie line.
Yes, he does.
Dave, if we had the adult show, I would say another line, but I'm going to go with this one. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look at this shit. Those are Ferragamos. Nigga, Ferragamos, they cost $300.
I know that line.
Mm-hmm.
I know that line. Okay. Wow, it's resounding in my head right now. I know that line. $300. All right, I'm gonna say House Party.
You ain't black.
Which
you
one
is
was?
Not black.
Who was it?
The Wood.
The Wood. Okay. All right, you had to go to the Wood on me. Yeah, okay. All right.
Hey, I just Googled classic quotes from black movies, and this one. Okay.
Next one going to be from the Inkwell.
I don't know, maybe. Are you studied up on the Inkwell?
No. Okay. No. Don't even throw anything out. Okay.
Hey, hold on. I'm not even going to. I was almost about to give you a hint and. Okay, you ready? Let me tell you something. This here, right now, at this very moment, is all that matters to me. I love you, and it's urgent like an MF-er. Of course, they say the whole word.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get this right, your texts are going to be blowing up.
And this is from a movie we've already discussed tonight, right?
Do you want me to give you that hint or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did we discuss this? No.
Oh, okay. That's not what I thought it was.
See, I don't right. already said too much, huh?
Another line. What is the line from? Wow. Give it to me one more time. Give me the line one more time. Give me the line.
Okay,
yep.
Let me tell you something. This here, right now, at this very moment, is all that matters to me. I love you, and it's urgent like an MF-er.
Wow. Why do I think this is a line from a Denzel movie? Training Day?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
All right. Give me 1 second just to cue up the mic.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, then put the screen on share screen. All right, Dave, you're gonna have a lot of people mad at you, and for this, your black card is gonna be taken. Okay, you ready? Oh, hold on, let me share my sound. Share sound on. Hold on, let me turn up your volume. Oh, damn.
Hello. Okay. All right. Love Jones.
Right now, at this very moment, is all that matters to me. I love you. That's urgent like a motherfucker.
They, all the ladies are gonna be hitting you up like, Dave, this is a classic. Could Dave, for some reason, well, maybe not. Why do all women love Jones? Like, they love quoting. Like, still to this day, like, I know many who just love this movie.
Yeah, they do. They love that movie, man. Love Jones. Because it was, you know, they're remaking it.
Are
Did
they?
You hear about that?
With the same people?
No. No, they're doing a remake of it. Because okay. It was such a classic. You know, Love Jones was that. That and what was the other one with... Brown Sugar?
Yeah. Well, hold on. We can't compare them, but yes, I get it.
Well, Brown Sugar was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was on that level. Oh, you don't think so? Okay. All
right. I mean, you're right. It was pretty good. I mean, I can kind of put them together, but I think Love Jones is like more of a classic, but yes.
Classic lines from Love Jones. And of course, Lorenz, women like Lorenz Tate too, yeah. You know?
And people like Nia Long.
Yeah, definitely people like Nia Long. He knows he is engaged to the Boston Celtics basketball coach.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, that's, but a matter of fact, they were supposed to be getting married, I think, this year. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, yep. She was at a lot of the Celtics games in the playoffs. All right, yeah, Love Jones, yeah, that was a good movie, that's a woman's movie, that definitely right. Is a woman's movie. yeah But like Love and Basketball, Love and Basketball, you can put on that level.
I agree. Well, and you know, and maybe it's just a personal thing, when I watched Love Jones, there was a feeling I had watching it and like remembering it. Love and Basketball, there was a feeling I had when I watched Brown Sugar. Like, I just didn't get that same feeling, and that's probably why I don't personally put it on that same level. But
Okay, all right, I can see that. So just a notch below those two movies, then, huh?
Right. Now, yeah, I will say, if somebody put Brown Sugar on TV, I'd probably change the channel. Love Jones, I probably watch some. Love and Basketball, but yep, that's just me, though.
Was Love and Basketball your favorite out of those three?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I like that and Love Jones. I mean, like, both of them were great movies, and I'm not sure if I could compare them, but, you know, I'd watch both of them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Love Jones was deep. It was full of a lot of, you know, what relationships go through, that type right. of thing. Yeah. And so you can say that about Love and Basketball too, and trying to overcome, you know, all the nuances and all the craziness that went on, especially if you're a person that went from high school to college and trying to keep a relationship together and all that kind of stuff. That was a very good movie. It came out right at the right time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, that same idea coming out now would just be lost in the sauce, because there's nothing special about it now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the way love is now these days, from what I see, because I'm married, but from what I see out in the streets, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you say to somebody nowadays, I'll play you for your heart. I say, nah, you ain't got to do that. I'm done. you know, so they out. They walk away, you know. We ain't playing for no... I ain't feeling you that much. So, all right. Well, there you have it, folks. I was wondering, I'm hoping that everybody was able to keep track with us. I hope you guys did better than we did. You know? So, because Leonard got me on that last part. I got one right though. He led with the one I knew I was going to get right anyway.
Right, right. I ain't want you to get zero out of three.
If you guys do decide to go ahead and do this yourselves, let us know how you did. You know, send us a message and everything. All right. But thank you for Finland, our weekend roundup. And we wanted to let each and every one of you guys know we appreciate you. Len, you got anything to say before we sign off?
I hope everybody has a great weekend. Catch us next week, Tuesday, and enjoy.
Okay. All right. Good night, everyone.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.